And Ben has a word for us. And if anyone else is sensing a word, please just come up after Ben and share that with us.
Thank you, Hugh. Yeah, the sense I got was from 2 Peter 3:8. Do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years are like a day. The Lord isn't slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. The sense I got was very much the Lord was saying that he does keep his promise in his time. And sometimes we have to be patient, and sometimes we have to, like Mary, we have to really listen to him and be attentive, but he will always come through for us. Amen.
I was just showing off. I really feel the Lord is saying, be still and know that I am God. Be still in me. Receive from me. I have much to give you. Just open your heart. Open your mind. Open your hands. I have much to give you. Be still and know that I am God.
I have a sense from 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comfort us all in our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction, with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's suffering, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too.
I wanted to share something that happened to me a few days ago. It's in light of in keeping with what Thomas was sharing about the Lord's own consolation. I was cooking for two different groups of people. I probably hadn't arranged quite enough time to do it. I was a little low on energy, but as I got up from my sleep, I felt like I heard the Lord say, what's this? Rejoice in me, for I am here. It kind of surprised me. It was almost like a ditty, almost like a rhyming couplet or something. But I felt quite strongly that the Lord was saying, rejoice in me, I'm here. As if to say paramount was his presence with me and his willingness to be with me despite the less than perfect decisions I had made about time management. But the word had the effect of giving me freedom, motivating me to proceed in serving.
I was just led to this part of Matthew where the Beatitudes. So I'm just going to read them because I feel like it's a reminder for all of us going through different situations of persecution. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm not being persecuted, but I feel like a lot of us here maybe are going through that. And I feel like God saying, this is not nothing. These words are not nothing. These are words from our God. These are words that Jesus spoke to his disciples, just like us. And maybe he's allowing me to feel this for some people here, because I'm very blessed, but I guess also, in a way, I'm here for you, my brothers and sisters, who are going through persecution.
So let's, through one more worshipful song, let's just receive, digest, meditate on the word of the Lord to us, and just say, Lord, how do you want me to respond to what I've heard?